the idea that we have to sacrifice so much under the guise of what is necessary to protect us from terrorism, we need to understand why terrorists are anxious to come here. People say, Ron, you're completely wrong. And I get on radio shows that might agree with our message completely, and they say, we got to go over there and fight them there because we don't want them over here. I think there's a great fallacy in that logic, mainly because they came over here because we were over there. Matter of fact, if you read carefully what Osama bin Laden, our former partner in crime, says, he says, we want you over there. He couldn't believe we would go over there and invade two Muslim countries. His recruiting has gone up spectacularly. There never had been any al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now they have free reign in Iraq. They don't want that war to end. I mean, the worst thing that could happen to the al-Qaeda is if we walked out of there. But they want us over there. They don't have to come over here. They can pick us off over there. There's one reason why the enemy, and they are our enemies, want to kill us, and that is occupation. We occupy their territory. It would be like the Chinese had their navy in the Gulf of Mexico and had bases in New Hampshire and in Texas, and they think we wouldn't pull out our gun and do some shooting. But too often, the American people won't see it in that light. We are good and wonderful and perfect, and we are only going to deliver our goodness to them. We have two suggestions to the people that we try to do so much good. We go over and we tell them, you do it our way, or we're going to bomb you. And then if they do it our way, we subsidize them. What about the alternative of neither bombing nor subsidizing and trying to get along with people and talking to people and trading with people? The best demonstration of the advice that the founders gave us is Vietnam. What a tragedy. 60,000 deaths, and then we lose. We walk out. It was illegal, unconstitutional, undeclared war. We walk away from it. And what has happened? The country has become unified. Was there a domino theory and they all become communists? Communism failed, and they're westernized, and we trade with them. We're over there now investing there. I mean, it's so dramatic, and yet we never seem to learn. This message is powerful, the message of freedom, that of the free market, and allow people to run their own lives. You know, I believe that one of our problems has been that we have had presidents that want to do too much. And the people in this country like a strong president. And I got to thinking, well, how can I run, you know, for an office like this and say, I want to be a weak president? But you know what? The answer to that is we should have a strong president, strong enough to resist the temptation of taking power that a president shouldn't have.